In the last few days of session, Governor Scott said he'd signed the bill allowing doctors to prescribe a non-intoxicating strain of marijuana, nicknamed Charlotte's Web, to help treat seizures.
I'm a parent and grandparent. I want to make sure my children, my grandchildren, have the access to the health care they want. So if it passes, I'm going to sign it.
He also promised to sign a measure that would prohibit public colleges and universities from increasing tuition without legislative approval, the exceptions Florida State University and the University of Florida. That's also the same measure that makes in-state tuition available for children of undocumented immigrants. And bill sponsor Miami Republican Representative Jeanette Nunez says she's grateful Scott backs the measure.
Finally, after over a decade, been able to get the in-state tuition for those students that are undocumented. And so for all intents and purposes, these students that have been attending our public schools, many of them since pre-K and since kindergarten, can now basically reach their full potential, their dreams of going on to college and being able to access affordable higher education in the state of Florida.
While Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams likes that measure, he says he's not in favor of a bill also authored by Nunez that would have the 2016 legislative session start in January. He says not only will it be bad for Tallahassee's economy, he says it will also be bad for the budget as a whole.
We get a lot of our budgetary numbers in the first quarter in March. If session is already over by March, we're budgeting on third quarter numbers. We're not budgeting on the fourth quarter numbers that have come in through any of the sales tax dollars and things of that nature. I really understand what the impact is of the past a full calendar year of fiscal activity.
Of the 105 bills, Scott also received a bill banning the sale of e-cigarettes to minors, another helping foster kids get driver's licenses, as well as a highly debated measure that bans abortions past the 20th week of pregnancy after the viability of a fetus has been determined. Current law prohibits most abortions around 26 weeks or the third trimester. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.